I don't think that milk was nearly so good, but then didn't any of us die from it.
I knew I had a friend who got onion and fever from raw milk. Boy, he was sick.
Yeah, that's from that kind of milk, I suppose.
He just got an infected cow.
Yeah.
And
that's easy done, you know. But now, you see, they inspect those cattle, the dairy cattle. So you're not so apt. And then they pasteurize it and they marginize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to shake the bottle anymore.
No.
In the winter, you don't take your knife out to cut the cream off when it freezes.
Yeah, and also, you know, we used to have something that we'd dry the cream off of the top of the bottle. But we don't have to do that anymore. I like the marginalized milk better.
Yeah, I wonder if we have as much butter fat as we did.
I guess it doesn't make any difference. I doubt it.
Yeah, it gets me when you pour the stuff and there's no lime left on the glass after you've drunk it.
No.
We lived in Wisconsin, or in Wisconsin, for a year. Oh, we had good milk there. We got Guernsey.
That's a dairy.
Yeah.
I can remember coming from New York, flying over that. We flew low over Wisconsin. We saw all those dairy farms.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to visit them where they had making cheese.
Boy, they have a number of cheese factories up there. Every farmer, I think, who is running any number of cows at all has a cheese factory.
Yeah.
You can go there and buy cheese if you want to, but it's
mother-in-law called this cottage cheese that she made out of clabbered milk, smearcase.
Smearcase.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good German term.
And my husband never liked the cottage cheese like she used to make, because she would, she'd warm that a little bit, then she'd put it in a bag and tie it up to the limb of a tree or something and let it stand overnight and drip until it would be kind of dry.
Uh-huh.
And then she would rub it together. She'd use her hands and rub it together until it'd get real fine. Then she put cream on it. She called it smearcase.
Oh my, that sounds good.
Yeah.
He didn't like that, huh?
He liked that.
Oh,
but he
did.
Don't like this cottage cheese we buy.
Oh,
he
I
didn't
can
like
understand.
That. He didn't like that. Like what his mother made. He'd eat that on his boiled potatoes and things like that, you know, the smearcase. That was good.
Syrup, huh?
Put a little salt in. Put a little salt in on. But he'd eat it with his boiled potatoes. And I eat this cottage cheese with fruit and things like that.
Oh, I love it that way. We had a pear and cottage cheese salad for lunch.
Did you ever try the dilly bread that we make, the casserole bread?
No.
Called dilly bread. Is that ever good? It has cottage cheese in it.
Now, tell me about that.
Well, you put dill seed in it and powdered onion. And is it ever good? If you ever eat, and the rolls out of that is simply wonderful. Out of the dilly bread roll.
Do you have a recipe for this?
Yes, I have a recipe. You want it?
Yeah, I'd like to get it.
Well,
you're
having wife make it.
I will. She's pretty good on recipes of this type. She likes to try them. And I like to have her.
Yeah.
Is this an old recipe or is it something new?
Nothing new. You know, it's 2500. 25,000 recipe.
Oh.
I've got one copied off with the I'll just give this one to you.
Well, I don't want to take
this. No, I've got one copied off typed off somewhere. I was gonna get it for you.
Well, I can just read this into the machine and I'll have it on tape.
All right.
Well, you read it.
All right. Dilly bread, 1 cake of yeast, or 1 packet of dry yeast, 1/4 a cup of warm water, 1 cup of cream cottage cheese, heated to lukewarm, 1 tablespoonful of sugar, 1 tablespoonful of